The Indiana Supreme Court will decide what math electric utilities can use to pay solar customers for the excess energy they deliver to the grid, something that wasn't spelled out when lawmakers phased down net metering. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, depending on how the court rules, it could take solar customers even longer to pay off their panels.
With approval from the state, CenterPoint Energy is subtracting the energy someone with solar panels uses from how much they produce, almost in real time, instead of monthly as it did before. Solar advocates say this means less money for solar customers. A state appellate court had ruled against CenterPoint. In this appeal, the utility says their math goes with the intent of the net metering law, and that the court should defer to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission's expertise. Laura Ann Arnold is the president of the Indiana Distributed Energy Alliance. She says the Indiana Administrative Code says to calculate the difference over the billing period, and lawmakers didn't change that math in 2017. She was there.
I feel as though CenterPoint and the commission are gaslighting us.
But CenterPoint officials say the IURC follows that administrative code, and it didn't agree that the math should be calculated monthly. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
A lot is riding on the case. The same question is being debated in lower courts with four other Indiana electric utilities. There's no telling how long the Indiana Supreme Court will take to make a ruling.